I'm finished with those two items. Because now I have to do number.
Go down to 9 and 10, they're a real one.
Well, we did nine already.
You did nine.
Yeah, so now we're on number 10. 2380, in regards to Don Hunsberger, VMD, board may review, discuss, and take action on test results, which may include lifting the stay of suspension. This is in your supplement one, another one I welcome anybody else to jump in on, but Ms. Whitmore, can you let us know where we're at as far as, and you didn't read to be brought up to speed. Ms. Hunsberger had a positive hit for alcohol on her recent screening, and she got the confirmation, she actually did go out and get the confirmation test on her own, and she is, you know, she was already going to be out of town for something this week, that's why she's not here, so we're waiting on the confirmation results. Okay, and where, what is the status of her license at the moment?
Her, she's still in probation status.
But she's practiced.
But she's, right. Okay.
Madam Chair, I think there is a very significant point that needs to be made with Dr. Hunsberger. She, in her email of September 15th, said, "The board needs to find some other options to remove the requirement of drug," in essence, she's referring to drug testing, as it's very frustrating for her. It needs to be emphasized. The board has, as far as I'm concerned, bent over backwards to accommodate her requests in the past. She needs to take the responsibility firmly, and I want to state it firmly to her that she has to take the responsibility for complying with the consent agreement. It's not up to us to continue to agree to modify it. I think we've gone the distance with her.
We're not going, certainly I don't think any of us would be in favor of modifying to take away her,
right.
And I think that, you know, she's obviously her, she's lashing out at us, it's misdirected here. The issue is with the lab, and you know, I did a little bit of research as far as trying to understand how common this is. I feel like a lot of our testing from folks currently and in the past has been more specific to other substances, which is sometimes, not always, a little more black and white, you know, minus like poppy seeds for, but otherwise, we haven't had, to my knowledge, we haven't had very specific alcohol ones, and there are a list of things that can, you know, but it does feel like, gosh, how many have we had that have been normal at this point? So I understand her frustration, but that is really, you know, it's certainly not our fault here.
And again, I think she's got the confirmation test and that's pending. I think we don't have like our I's dotted and our T's crossed, so we need that confirmation test to really be able to move forward with full information.
Right, and I think at this point, if we would just direct, so Victoria can obviously, when the results come in, you know, you can lift the stay, or we can authorize you to do that, correct?
Yeah, I can the way it is now.
Okay. What else do you?
Would you want, just to confirm that if the confirmation comes back that it actually was alcohol, then I would suspend her license.
Yes. And that the board is not interested in making changes to reduce the drug testing. Again, for counsel's benefit, she had a problem with getting random tests on Saturdays. She had a problem with weekly counseling, and we had to go to a reduced level. So we have gone above and beyond to try and get her compliance, and she needs to realize the responsibility for compliance is on her.
Victoria, would you like a motion from the board saying that upon receipt of a confirmed positive that the board is instructing you to lift the stay?
Yes, that'd be great.
So moved.
Yes. Yeah. Second.
Okay, a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Okay, all those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed? Motion passes.
No, the deed goes on.
So we are now on section number 5, number 4. Board may review, discuss, and take action on case C-2401, Michelle Hunter, unlicensed practitioner. Is she the one that was doing the
vaccines, when she came in. She didn't realize that she couldn't do it since it was vaccinations were available at feed stores and
right.
Such.
Okay. So she said she's not going to do that piece. She's still going to do her pet sitting and nail trims and so on. And
so have we looked at her revised website?
No, I was actually never provided a website.
Or
we didn't have one.
Facebook page or something?
No, it's just what she was.
She had, I think there was a Facebook screenshot.
Hunter Pet Care, Arizona Animal Farms.
Since we don't have Facebook, I can't go on there and look to verify that, but I'm sure if it doesn't resolve itself, that whoever sent this in will be sure to let us know.
Okay, so do we need to close the case then, or?
If that's what you'd like to do.
Somebody checking that? Anyone like to make a motion to? To trust that she's just going to offer these other services?
I don't think that we have a lot of other options, right? I mean, we kind of have to trust her. Oh, where is somebody going to take on the monitoring of her?
Right, undercover.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you say, you know, in view of her response.
Okay, in light of her response, I'm going to make a motion that we accept Michelle Hunter's word that she will no longer be offering pet vaccines and close the case KC-2401 against her.
Second.
Motion and a second. Anyone else have any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next one, similar. Board may review, discuss, and take action on information received regarding Nikki's Place Incorporated, premise license number R3399.
Yes,
this is the one they were. Oh, wait, no, sorry, this is not the same. This is a different one I was thinking of.
This is DEA action, right?
This is Nikki's Place.
Yes, okay. Victoria, do you just want to kind of remind everyone what's the...
Yeah, this is just an unusual situation. Madam Chair, members of the board, that the DEA shared with us that they had taken action against the DEA registrant at Nikki's Place related to the owner ordering large quantities of controlled drugs, allegedly for her pets. So the DEA is taking care of that piece of it with the registrant. But it's an unusual situation where the DEA registrant is not the responsible veterinarian of the practice. And so I just wanted to share with the board to see if there's any concerns related to the responsible veterinarian's role in supervising people working there and ordering things and how that all works. We just don't know at this point what action has been taken in regard to that.
Can we open a case with the responsible vet as a result of the DEA action?
You can if that's what the board wants.
So moved.
Why don't we go?
Second.
Start there. All right, a motion and a second to open a case against Dr. Schuster. There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Okay, board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspections. The first one, PO951, the Marana Veterinary Clinic, Clayton Wengart, DVM. Mr. Loheed, you are the lead. And
open the case.
Pardon?
You're supposed to say second.
I didn't hear what you said.
Open a case.
Second.
A motion and a second to open a case against the Marana Veterinary Clinic.
It was three of them, right? And this was
four of them.
How many?
There were three repeat violations, but interestingly, there were actually more violations this inspection than there were on the last time overall.
Wrong direction.
Well, and this was the one where they were kind of apathetic about, oh, really? I mean, isn't this the one where they...
It is, and it's also just to share. So I had tried to go back there several months ago, tried twice, and was told, oh, coincidentally, we're gonna be shut down that day because our family's gonna be out of town. They told Annalise the same thing, and she actually called one of those days, and they were actually open.
Really? So who's telling her that?
So that tells
the receptionist,
veterinarian.
Yeah,
kind of. It was the. Re- it was a receptionist that I had talked to, mentioned it was the same person. But I somehow think somehow there's people who are related working at this premises, possibly. So it's a family thing going on.
Could be. I don't know that.
So we'll open a case, and then there's the other piece of this, which isn't necessarily premises related, but I don't, Annalise added it just to make you aware if there are concerns that they're gassing down all the smaller, older patients, and that they don't monitor at all feline castrations or spays. If that should be just to inquire as part of the case, or if, you know, because I'm looking at you, Dr. James, is that a concern that, is that still a current practice just to gas down all animals because they're old?
Oh my God.
It would be a concern if it took them an hour. This guy I know can do a cow in less than a minute. Spay, a heifer.
Yeah, well, it takes a lot longer to gas down a cat for a neuter than to do the neuter.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
All right.
But the neuter itself should be, I mean, so 10
should
minutes?
Should be part of the case?
Is that currently acceptable practices, is what she's asking, gassing down these old patients for their procedures?
Well, why only old patients? Do we know?
Well, I think the person said because it's safer to use than to use medications, that's their belief, that gassing down is safer than using medications to induce. That's the statement on the staff memo. And I apologize, Annalise had to leave for a family emergency, or she would explain that.
Okay. I mean, I would ask why they do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that kind of antiquated?
Well, I mean, I think there are places that gas down animals.
If it works,
neuters.
It works, man.
I don't know that it's...
But is it current in scientific knowledge?
No.
No.
But I wouldn't necessarily go... It's an obvious violation. It just doesn't make any sense that you're only doing it in older patients. Like, what older patients are they seeing getting neuters every day? That doesn't even make sense. Yeah. It makes me go, what else are they gassing down for?
And, well, I think for everything. She asked what induction drug was used. It's only ACE as a pre-med was seen in the medical record. The LeeTech states that they gassed down all of the smaller, older patients. I asked why, because gassing down a patient is not something she had seen before as a common practice, and the staff stated that it's safer to gas down an older, smaller patient than to use medications to induce. So that sounds like all of them.
And the waste anesthetic gases going into the building are way better too.
Yeah.
Maybe healthier.
No, I know shelters and stuff that still do it, and I wouldn't necessarily say it's a violation. I just don't necessarily know that I buy into older staff.
Older pets.
Older staff is probably doing that to the older pets.
Don't gasp.
Well, could that be stressful for the pet too?
Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of
there's a lot of data.
I think that should be incorporated. I think that's the question you're asking.
I think it should be incorporated. I mean, honestly, the only time I still see animals being gassed down is if they're so freaking fractious that you can't get near them, and you put them in a box and you gas them down, and that's like maybe one in the last 10 years.
That's right. I mean, I would go to the direction that the board could find a violation should a case be presented to them
about that.
Because it does not, no longer meets the scientific standard of care. And so that's why I just want to state that. That's why we would be asking.
Yes, we need to ask.
We could. Okay,
yes.
Thank you.
What was the other piece of that, Victoria?
Just the premises violations, the repeat.
That
they're not monitoring at all. They're not monitoring at all feline castrations or spays.
Okay.
I would add in there that if they're trying to tell you nobody's going to be there that day, and then they actually really are there and they're open, I mean, I want to know what the hell is going on there.
Show up
and maybe I'm going to do the clinic next door. There's one in Tucson that's on the way. I'll just pop in.
Because
we don't have to schedule them, right? Not all the time.
No, we don't. Pre-notification.
I think maybe eventually she did just pop in, but I'm not positive because of what we found.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but we definitely would.
It does say random inspection.
Okay,
So we have a motion to open
A case.
A case against.
And a second.
Morano.
Morano, I was gonna say something else. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion passes. Keep in mind, we have 19 minutes before we lose another member, so we're good, but.
I can go via phone if I, for the last few things if we have.
Okay.
Great.
Basically, I'm telling everyone to.
The other ones will zip it.
So P-0004, Nogales Veterinary Clinic, Simon Escalata, PBM.
Madam Chair, members of the board, you don't have any documents about this. This is, we just recently went back for premises inspection. So his largest issue was many expired, not controlled drugs, but all kinds of drugs and supplies and things. He did have several other potential violations, largely related to medical records, which he knows he had. So at this point, I would just recommend that the board direct us to do a repeat inspection.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second for another repeat. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, the Santis Pet Clinic, Hugo Santibanez, DVM.
Members of the board, Madam Chair, I did add a staff member from Adelaide just yesterday, so I doubt that anybody had much time to look at it, if at all. This is a premises with a history of premises issues going back many, many years. There were many violations and many repeat violations from the last inspection, but it was back in 2017. Let's see. The large concern, biggest concern was gloves.
There were no sterile surgery gloves.
Oh my God.
And they hadn't been, and they had been doing surgeries.
He was washing his hands, all right.
So we don't know what he was
after he took care of the dog that ate its poop, yeah.
So that this little line was
coprophagia.
Purple, you know, so Nikki can talk to what purple soda lime means, but so immediate concerns basically, yeah. Like, you know, we're walking away, but we don't know that they fixed these issues. He did send Annalise a picture of some autoclave gloves, which we had never seen before.
You can. I did that like 24 years ago. So they would come out of surgery, wash our hands, dry them, we'd powder them, flip them inside out, and re-autoclave them back in the day.
Does it have to have a certain density or anything?
The surgical gloves had the right thickness and you had to set it properly. I can't tell you it was actually sterilized because all we used back then was autoclave tape, which you can turn in a trunk of a car, so.
Tracy?
Well, I believe this is what that was his solution to, you know, sterilized gloves until he received their ordered gloves. So I don't think they were sterilizing them until after Annalise said, where are your sterile surgical gloves? And you've been doing surgeries. And so their remedy was to sterilize them until they could get their ordered gloves in.
Yay.
Do we need to do a reinspection?
So this place it's a little different because of the high number of concerns and the health and safety concerns. So because we have to give them a chance to fix things and we're going to do that, but we would go back sooner versus later, right? So perhaps right on top of them getting their us getting their response, we would go back and confirm that they actually have made the changes that they've said. Okay. And if they haven't, then there would be presumably enough time for this to hit the October board meeting for you to reconsider.
Okay. So moved. I want Todd to go look at it.
I was there.
He was there.
I went to that one. There's no gloves could be found.
Oh my gosh.
So,
and
I have some for cleaning at my house. They can have mine.
sterile surgery.
Oh. And there are pictures.
But even I have those ones, the box ones. Yeah. Like
the sterile? They're
nitrile.
But it's also very, very cluttered and things. Right. So that's how it's always been all these years. It hasn't changed. That's all we have. So
okay.
We will go back to that one.
Motion and a second on one to get back there as soon as possible. Any further discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And last one is the Coolidge Veterinary Hospital. Audie Wood, DVM.
Madam Chair, Ms. Ward, this is a similar situation to Santa's. We need to go back right on top of her providing a response. She wasn't providing surgical monitoring. I'm not even sure if I remember all the things that she said was there.
Oh, was that the one where it's like, it just takes too much time?
Yes, yes. So we were just...
Controlled substances weren't locked up.
The other ones were. But so this was another one. We would just ask that you direct us to go back, and we'll be going back sooner versus later, probably before the next board meeting.
So directed.
Okay.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, number 7, board may review, discuss, and take action on 2024 board meeting dates.
Madam Chair, members of the board, so we put together a draft list for dates. Does anybody see any issues with that? Any known other?
The issue would be if I still have to be there.
No, I was going to say.
That would be the issue. Me and Dr. Wright, too.
Oh, my gosh. There are several of us that are...
So that, and we are, by the way, going to try to use Boardroom A next month if we see training on it before. But
I've gotten so used to this.
I know.
Now I'm like, wait.
I'm not terribly confident that it will happen, but we may try.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'm going to go back one more time before I'm gone.
Okay. Next up, number 8, board may review.
Make a motion on those to approve.
Oh, sorry.
Ideally, that would be a good idea.
Okay.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve those dates. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Number 8, board may review, discuss, and take action on veterinary license applicants. Supplement 1. First up is Dr. Trey Morrison. Is he the one
with... That's in supplemental.
Yeah, I was like, I put them down.
He had a 2017 order from Georgia.
Yes.
To...
He did not have his license for
2 years.
Yeah. Whoopsie.
And still practice.
Yeah. So I would make a motion that we accept Dr. Morrison's vet license application.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. The next one, he had just forgotten here in the state of Arizona years ago to update us his new address, and that was 20 plus years ago. So.
Yeah.
I make a motion that we approve Dr. James Dole's vet license application.
Second.
Yeah.
Motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Board may review, discuss, and take action on possible unlicensed practitioner premise at the Pet Hotel Arcadia.
I move we open a case.
Okay.
A C case.
Second.
So we don't have a specific person. That's why I copied you guys on the Corporation Commission managers, Alyssa Cruz and Alan Fiedler.
This was the one where they were doing the Bordetella vaccines, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And so there is a signature of the technician that's doing it and the supervisor, but who we would hold accountable, I would need a specific name.
The owners.
The owners.
The owners, they're on the business license.
So they're Alyssa Cruz and Alan Fiedler?
Yes.
Okay, so we have a motion
and a
second to open a case against the Pet Hotel Arcadia.
Yeah.
There's no further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next up, board may review, discuss, and take action on matter related to continuing education waiver granted to Pascal Campanile, DVM. This one's in your supplement, and Victoria is going to explain.
Madam Chairman, board, Dr. Campanile was granted a CE waiver. He did not turn in proof of completion by July 1st like he was supposed to. I followed up with him. He's a more seasoned veterinarian, so I typically just would correspond with him by U.S. mail.
Yeah.
I sent him a letter asking, and he immediately sent in the proof of completion of things he had done back in March and April, I believe, that adds up to 15 hours. It is all board-approved CE. I was suggesting that all veterinarians can use 5 hours of just reading journals and things for CEE. And so I did not have time to reach out to him again to ask him if he had done that, but I think it's probably a fair assumption that he may have to do that. So if you wanted to make that assumption, you could just be done with this, unless you wanted to inquire further with him.
I will make the assumption be done with it.
Yeah. Agreed.
And I'll make that a motion.
Okay. Second. Motion and a second to accept his CE. All right, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. Next up is the board may review, discuss, and take action on fiscal year 23 annual report to the governor. Victoria.
Hot off the presses, I'm going to pass this around, if you don't mind. So this is a report that's required by statute that we submit. It's largely data-driven, so we're passing around the copies of it. It's also on the cloud, but if you, it might be easier just to look in paper. So this particular report, you know, lists again the numbers of how many licensees we have, how many applications, you know, complaints, what type of disciplinary action was given, those types of things are included in this report. The only thing, you know, typically in this kind of report out, I talk about anything that's particularly different. And the one thing to note is in FY23, we had a 16% increase of veterinary applications.
Wow.
Over the previous year, and the previous year had been up high as well. And just anecdotally, we relate that to, we know there's a lot more mobility and need for veterinarians, so we're getting more veterinarians applying for licensure who may or may not be staying. We see a lot of transient coming in to help for different reasons.
Gotcha.
Also, in FY23, we had a 4 animal crematory applications, which is very unusual. I don't believe they were new ones, though. They were because of a change of ownership that we created those. But other than that, nothing was terribly different than what we typically report.
Having a second state college veterinary medicine also increased the number of licenses.
So it did not yet, because that would be in FY24. So because they just
graduated
in August.
The second class.
Ah, gotcha. Don't yeah. was talking about the first class. Yeah.
Yes, the first class.
Yeah, so they'll be reflected in FY24. Does anybody have any questions or comments on this report?
Looks good.
Yeah.
As does the budget. So do we need a formal approval?
Yes,
okay.
I move approval. The annual report, please.
Okay. Motion and a second to approve the annual report. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passes. And next up was the executive director report for fiscal year 25 budget process for Victoria.
So I included in your package the budget that was submitted. There were several things that are funding issues that we're asking for additional funding for that we had talked about at previous meetings. So this is typically a long process where first the governor's office makes a recommendation, then it goes to the JLBC, that kind of thing. So unless I get questions from the governor's office, we probably won't hear anything related to this and probably till the first of the year.
Okay.
Budget looks
so after the first of the year, then we can make.
Then we would have a better sense of
okay.
how to move forward on some of these things.
Sounds good. I like the staff financial support piece of it. Because I know this has been a frustration in the time, you know, that I've been on the board of just trying to retain, keep good, you know, quality people. And you know,
we're
just
lucky
that you guys, yes. I mean, I'm like, if you guys left, I would leave too, I think. You know, you guys have been the same. I've been around here for quite a while, and you guys have, you know, been around. And so, you know, sometimes, as you know, it's not always easy. And so, yeah, so I'm happy to see that piece in there and, you know, bringing that.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'll stop there.
That's all I got.
Okay, so we don't have to do anything with that. We've already done our minutes. So let's do the consent agenda. Who wants to do that? I'll make a motion that we approve the consent agenda, removing a 1, a 9, and a 14.
Second.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, motion passes.
And I make a motion to approve pending compliance, a 1, a 9, and a 14.
Second.
Okay, motion is a second. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, motion passes. All right, summary of current events. This is the time for the board chair or any member or the executive director to give a brief summary on any current events that affect the board. It is informational only and no discussion may occur. I would share that several of us are going to the AAVSB conference next week in Kansas City. So,
safe travels.
Yeah, we will report back.
I have one quickie. The Arizona Humane Society's new 72,000 square foot state-of-the-art campus will have its grand opening in January. Construction
later
than I construction will there construction to be completed like within the next month or two, and then the operational they're not going to have a grand opening until everything has been transitioned, staff, animals, the whole nine.
Good.
I'll make sure you all get invitations.
The first class of the first class of the vet cats.
Yes.
Graduated August 24th.
Yep.
Couldn't
make it. Yeah.
And out of I think it was 110 in that initial class. I don't know where they ended up with that, or 105 or something.
106.
What they ended up with. So at least one of those, it happened exactly the way that we wanted it to happen. I mean, the reason they wanted to put this veterinary school in the at the U of A initially was going to be in a school within the College of Ag, but
right.
They had to change things around, make it its own college. But the whole drive behind it was to have local kids go to school, stay in local communities.
Right.
And at least one case, I mean, and there may be others, but there's only one that I know of, a female graduate, she's already married, but she's from a small community, Camp Verde.
Oh, yeah.
And she's got a job at a clinic in the Safford area that needs, has had a hard time keeping young associates at that practice because they were single, unmarried, and were not from a small town, or were not for even from the state of Arizona, and she couldn't keep anybody there in that practice. Now, she's got an associate born and raised in a small Arizona town, her husband born and raised in a small Arizona town, similar size to Safford, maybe they can keep them and maintain it. So that was one of the reasons we wanted our own state veterinary school, was so that we could keep our small town students coming back to our small towns to work there.
So okay. I also just funded a scholarship through charities for U of A veterinary students that are coming from the Navajo, well, any Indian reservation, yeah. In the intent that they would stay on the Indian reservation.
Yeah, the Navajo Nation had entered into an agreement with U of A.
God bless you and bear down.
They're each.
Huh? God bless you and bear down.
Yes, yes. They're each going to pay 50% of the tuition, and then the reservation, the Navajo Nation, will then offer a 3-year residency and $100,000 a year payment.
All good stuff. Okay, so now we are on to the call to the public. Should I still read the piece, or I don't need to since nobody's here and we're not calling?
Okay. Did he finally give up on us?
Can you check see if he's okay?
I know.
Or he just choose out Jessica's you.
Well, I don't know that he's doing well, so.
Oh.
He just didn't send. We have a regular that we talk to. Okay, so.
That's Mark.
Well, that's
finally.
Yeah.
I want to know what Mark told you about me.
Okay, hold on. Let's finish up here. Establish a future meeting date. The next regular meeting will be held on Wednesday, October 18th, 2023, beginning at 8:30 a.m. at 1740 West Adams. One or more board members may appear telephonically. All right, do I have a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay.